B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
On the line with us right now, Mr. Donovan McNabb joins us. Philadelphia Sports Hall of Famer Donovan McNabb. Good morning, sir.
That's right. Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's going on, my brother? How you feeling?
Feeling pretty good, but you know, it is Monday and back to the same routine.
That's right.
Now, I was told that your speech, Donovan, was short, sweet, to the point, but also it did not feature a number five always loving me.
I'm about tired of that whole title.
Understood. But in all seriousness, congratulations. Looked like a great night for you and your family.
You know what? It was a great night because I got a chance to enjoy it with family and friends, people who were responsible for me being there, my mom and dad being there. And you know, obviously the big fella flew in for the event. Unfortunate what happened for them last night, but hey, you know what? It was a great day and great night for me to be able to be there with all the guys that bled and sweat and worked out and sat in the cafeteria and chilled and enjoyed the decade of playing together.
Now, I know you're referencing Andy Reid actually making it. Did you know he was coming to the event?
I did.
Okay.
I did. It was just a matter of when. Obviously, they had practice, so it was just good to see him come in and be there to enjoy the event.
And then I know you gave a tip of the cap to, you know, those guys that blocked up front for you, especially the guy that, you know, protected the blind side.
You know what? It was so funny. I had to start with him first.
Because, you know, I'm going to stand up as soon as you start saying something.
No, I couldn't even get his name and number in before he stood up. And so, you know what? It's just, you have to always start by your blind side because, obviously, he's protecting your life back there. So it was one in which to have my two bookends, my guard, my running back, my head coach. My center wasn't able to make it, but still gave him some love. So it was always always a pleasure to play and to perform behind that great offensive line.
Speaking with Donovan McNabb, so getting to the Eagles, they obviously had the bye week. The Cowboys right. Do them a favor and lose to the Vikings. Basically, what people want to know right now is how this team is going to fare the rest of the way. Their schedule gets a little easier as it gets harder for the Cowboys. Do you see the Eagles being able to go 5-2? Do you see the Eagles maybe being going 6-1? How do you see them really rounding out the season?
Well, I mean, I think probably the best week of the season for them was their bye week this week because things really panned out for them so far, you know, to propel themselves to the top. But I think one thing we have to look at, I know we can look at some of the teams that they're playing and think, oh, well, they're playing New England. I think they got a great chance of beating New England. And they always seem to find a way when they're playing against teams like New England to either keep it close or possibly find a way to win toward the end. I think also you have to look at Miami. Miami, they're not tanking. So people may look at it like they're trying to get that first pick. Yeah, but I think what you're seeing is you're seeing the team on defense at least starting to buy into what he's selling over there in Miami. So that was a big win for him against Indianapolis. I think once you start to get in back into divisional play, I mean, there's nothing that excites you about anything. I mean, the Giants are the Giants. I think they can get up on the Cowboys if they start fast. You know, so I just think for the Philadelphia Eagles, it's really something that they can control at this particular point. And if they do it the right way and stay healthy and hopefully the secondary plays a lot better, they should win the NFCs like we talked about.
Donovan, what do you think is the biggest good that can come out of this bye week? And I know some of the things you already mentioned, but something else just among the Eagles that can come out good about this bye week?
Well, I think, one, you can get back healthier. Two, I think this is when you self-evaluate yourself. And this really is a telling tale of what type of player you are. I think anytime you go into bye week, this is an opportunity to go on vacation. This is an opportunity for you to rest your body and refocus. And I think for Alshon Jeffries as well as Aguilar, I think for the offensive line, this is a time for you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, am I the type of person that I know I need to be for this team to be successful? So how are they going to bounce back? I think for our secondary, you know, is it an individual thing where you're looking at yourself and say, am I doing my job? Can I be accountable? I think when you look at the decision that they made by release, in the last couple of weeks, it's been shocking to me how Howie and the rest of this organization has been releasing veteran players that are playing to, I don't know, to bring in guys off the street. What's the game plan for that? You let your safety go, and then what? You sign somebody from what, Miami or so? I don't understand what's going on in the locker room to the point where you really have to think about what Orlando Scandrick was talking about.
No, Donna, I understand what you're saying there, but it's interesting. They release Andrew Sendejo. He goes back to the Vikings. And then the Eagles sign who the Vikings let go to bring back Sendejo, Marcus Epps, who now joins them as a safety.
I don't understand this shuffling when we're still trying to figure out pieces for our secondary and also to try to find some help on the football team. They need playmakers. And Sendejo was a playmaker in Minnesota, and then he comes to Philadelphia, and it's like you stick him just basically in the middle third.
Right.
Blitz them, get them down more to the line of scrimmage. You know, something that you see Harrison doing out there in Minnesota, who's been making plays for them over the last 5 to 6 years.
Donovan, what did you like to use the bye week for? Would you use it for R&R, or would you use it to try to get on target with your receivers?
I use it for R&R. You've been throwing enough for the training camp, for the off season, for, the practices in the regular season. It's an opportunity for you to get away and refocus. And I've talked about that. You may take some film home and watch a few games. You may get with your trainer to just kind of get your body back on course and get your flexibility right for those who do acupuncture and grassing and that particular thing to get right. But I think it's very important for these guys to get back healthier because this is the long run.
Do you see Jordan Matthews having any impact on this offense?
No.
That was a strong answer.
Donovan, how do you really feel, though?
I'm just going to be honest. I mean, there's a reason that he was brought here twice and released. And so I don't care if people may think third time's a charm, mm-hmm. but I just think in any situation, you really got to look at it like, what is he going to bring to you? He's not Calvin Johnson. I mean, he's not one of the big receivers that can come and what? And dominate in the middle of the field. I mean, he may be a red zone threat, but that's about it. Mm.
Donovan, do you see the Eagles maybe, now that Carson Wentz has made it through injury-free for 9 games, and you had the bye week, that maybe they peel back a little bit more and maybe get him mobile, doing more things to show off his athleticism on this playoff push?
Well, I know we kind of bank so much on the shoulders of Carson. I think for Carson at this particular point, we would like to see a change in the second half of the season of just getting more command of the offense in the beginning of the game and being more consistent that way. You know, Carson has had flashes where he'll go through games and maybe in the third quarter he'll start out hot or going into halftime, he'll finish with 6 straight completions or so. But I want to see them be able to start fast. And I think this team is a lot different when they start fast and they can kind of create a lead where now you can let your defensive line just peel their ears back and get to the opposing quarterback. If that doesn't happen, then it becomes to get stagnant on offense. Defensively, we all of a sudden start blitz, blitz, blitz happy until we play a quarterback that's just going to sit there and dissect the defense every time you blitz. And then if we get sit in the coverage, oh, we're in trouble. If we pull the blitz back and we just play coverage, we're going to be in trouble.
Speaking with Donovan McNabb, what would you like to see from Carson Wentz over the next 7 games? I mean, health is an obvious one. Anything you want to see in particular from him going down the stretch here?
No, not necessarily. I'm looking at everybody else. I'm looking to see what Doug Peterson is going to do. How are we going to change up this offense? Are we going to run Jordan Howard? Are we going to use Sanders and screens? Maybe put him out at wide receiver. I'll put him in the slot. How is Aguilar going to step up? What is Alshon Jeffries going to do? Are we going to get the ball more to Zach Ertz? The offensive line, will they continue to take another step to get better? Defense, I think with Schwartz and his defense, what are you going to do differently? Are we just going to continue to be blitz happy or are we going to start to see a little secondary blitzes? Are we going to see Malcolm be able to be a blitzer again? I just think these are questions that we need to try to find answers for. And believe me, if they can answer at least 75% of what I just brought up, this team will be able to compete with the New Orleans Saints and the 49ers and these particular teams. Other than that, it's going to be a tough year.
Well, I just want to say, looking at the wide receivers right now, you just mentioned everybody else trying to step up, Nelson Agholor. I mean, it might be crazy, but watching Nelson Agholor throughout this year, I don't have a lot of faith in him. Would you expect Jordan Matthews to take away some of those snaps from Nelson Agholor?
You know what? I think, and I know, kind of know how organizations think. They drafted a drafted a receiver. So if Nelson Agholor can't get it done, believe you'll see that young kid in there, the kid from Stafford. Believe you will.
Arthega Whiteside, now, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see him in there a lot more. Now just because Jordan Matthews came through, okay, it's just like me coming back to play quarterback. You think you'll see me a lot more? No, I'll be holding that clipboard if I'm standing there unless somebody got hurt. I think with Jordan Matthews, yeah, he might play about 20 plays, 20 snaps, a game. That's not saying much.
Mm-hmm. Dez Bryant just said that he's trying to make himself available for teams, working out, posting videos, all that fun stuff. Would you take a flyer on him?
No.
Leave that
and
alone.
I don't say that in a demeaning way, but Dez never presents speed, and I think for offenses that you're starting to see across the league, it's not about the physicality of the receiver anymore. It's about the speed. You need to be able to get downfield, create separation, and make the big play. And I think for, a lot of these teams now, they're going younger. They're going younger and trying to develop these young wide receivers to build that chemistry with their young quarterback.
All right, Donovan, always great catching up with you. Congratulations on the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame honor, and we appreciate you coming on with us yet again, my man.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good one.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.